Welcome to The Hitch, week one.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day three. Feels like it's been more than 3 days.
I know. Although today I was like, oh, it's day two. And then I was like, wait, oh, it's day three.
So we are.
But it's just starting to rain.
Yeah, we're sitting outside.
So we might have to run inside soon. There's some real ominous.
Yeah.
Oop,
there's thunder. Yeah.
There's some real ominous clouds rolling over. In fact, we were going to walk to the dishwashing station, which is quite far from our campsite.
Yeah, because we are sewerless during
this trip in
St. Louis. So in order to not totally fill our gray water tank, we do dishes.
And we've learned
down
dishes.
The way.
Dishes is the real water killer.
It is amazing how much water.
I mean, compared to every other way you use water, like dishes, really, so much water is wasted. So we try to do them elsewhere when we can. But yeah, it stormed a little bit earlier, then it cleared up and was just absolutely gorgeous. And now it's starting to rain.
It's really starting
to rain.
We'll
see how this goes.
But yeah, we are still in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And
had a great day.
Had a great day today.
Mainly because we went to the City Museum,
yeah,
which is the most incredible place.
It really is.
I highly, highly recommend it.
It is worth coming to St. Louis just for the City Museum.
Absolutely.
You don't need a trailer.
You know,
we're like 40 minutes out of the city.
Yeah, we're out of the city.
From where we are.
It's right in like the city center of St. Louis.
And it is a little hard to describe. It is a former...
It's a former
shoe
factory, right? And it's
building.
Huge. It's like a whole like city block in every way and like 4 or 5 stories high. I don't know.
I mean, the actual
big
building
stories.
Is 10 stories
ten.
Tall.
Okay.
The like active floors for the museum, it's 4 stories. But there's a lot of like mezzanines and and all of that. And it started as basically one person's vision.
And this guy, man, he had a vision.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible.
Of building a space for kids and adults to just
explore,
kind of explore in ways that feel vaguely unsafe.
Yeah, absolutely.
But,
like, there's all these tunnels made from metal that are just like all over the museum, inside, outside, up on the roof, all around, that are like really high up. Some of them aren't so super high up, but you can see through them, you know? Like, so you're like,
they're like,
how safe
they're
is
like,
this?
They're like habit trail for adults made out of cages. And then sort of there's outside stuff and then inside stuff. The outside stuff is all like repurposed construction equipment and giant vehicles and things like that that are all connected with this like tube caging and
we might have to run in somewhere.
We might need to go inside.
Yeah, we might need to pause. Yeah. It's really raining. Let's do that.
Okay, we gotta move.
We're moving inside.
Yeah.
Are we going inside?
Let's just go inside and kick the 14-year-old out.
Or he can just go.
All right.
This is much better.
We're in out of the rain.
Being rained on.
A little wet.
Yeah, a little wet.
But, so, you know, there's this outside area that is like catwalks and connecting.
Well, there's also like tree houses. There's a lot of like trees and, fabricated trees and all these like sort of foliage and everything so like mixed in as well, so it feels like you're in tree houses sometimes or in like a fairy land
or like they're like full-on castle like spaces. And
it is so big.
It is huge.
I mean, huge. You know how sometimes you go to a children's museum and there's like a fire truck and it's like the highlight of the whole place and your kid wants to sit in it forever? Well, this had multiple fire trucks that you could go to, plus a rocket ship, plus 2 planes. And I'm not talking about toy planes. I'm talking about real
like,
planes
that
were
like,
repurposed.
Yeah.
Like, a Ferris wheel on top of the museum.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a whole roof that we didn't even go to.
We didn't even go to because
that has a full Ferris wheel on top, plus even more
plus
of
a bunch
climbing
of other climbing stuff. We and just knew we already had more than we could do, so we didn't do the roof. But it is In addition, there's so much to look at visually.
The inside is a combination of like folk art, like, you know, mosaics and walls made out of bottles.
Well, there's a lot of tile. Yeah,
tiling and things like that. And then repurposed architectural salvage.
Right.
So that you go inside and it's like there are these ornate stone arches and facades of buildings that didn't exist there. Or, you know, suddenly randomly up on one floor, there's like a entire bank vault complete with the vault door that was, you know, salvaged and brought up from Chicago or down from Chicago. And then there are intermixed in it all of these tunnels and slides.
Just and everywhere.
There's a whole section that you go into that is incredibly dimly lit. And
it's like being, it's like made, spelunking.
Like, you're yeah, like it's like, cave. It's like,
it looks like a cave.
Man-made caves that go on seemingly forever and multiple levels. And like, you get lost.
Yeah.
There were multiple times where we're all crawling through. And mind you, it's like me, you, we are both full grown adults.
Right.
You know, a 14-year-old and then a 4-year-old who.
Right. He was a little nervous.
He was a little nervous with the dark stuff.
Yeah.
Everything else he was pretty damn game for.
Yeah, he was like, they have like ball pits, big ball pits with like tons of kids. He just wanted to jump in. But yeah, if it was lit well, he was fine.
Yeah, but there were so many times where you would be sort of crawling through this too small space or this, you know, odd cage tunnel attached to a ceiling, and
I know we were like in ducks.
Sort of or walking through the caves down below where it was like, I don't know how we're getting out of
right.
this. And
sometimes it would take a while.
Yeah. And yet you're inside a thing that you paid admission for and that there's staff all over the place. Like, it is such an interesting combination of kind of safe and unsafe that you just don't get much.
No. My favorite thing about it is that there are these spaces that are, they're too small for adults. Basically, just kids can fit in. There are very, very small.
And when you say spaces, you mean like literally
tiny,
a crack in the floor that people can crawl down and suddenly be in a whole nother spot.
Yeah.
But that you or I could
no, we
not couldn't. Fit in.
There were many places we couldn't fit. And you would see little kids like popping in and out like little moles, you know, just like popping their heads out, just having the best time and the amount, like just so much freedom, so much fun, so much exploration for those kids. And it was a place where adults can't go.
Yeah.
Most adults can't fit there. And so, I mean, as a parent, it's slightly terrifying to be like, my child just went into a hole and I don't know where they're going to end up. I remember we did go once before when our older son was about 4, I think. And
I was a little older. I think he was
maybe
about 6.
Oh, was
six
he?
Or 7, yeah.
Okay, so he was a little older and he went into some of those holes and I was like, it's great. I mean, you're walking along and then there's just like a kid popping out of this
or like
little
dropping down from the ceiling, you know, and it's like, where did you even come from?
I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. And they're
it's
just
so
like,
fun.
There are multiple slides that span multiple floors, including one twisting slide that goes the full 10 stories of the building if you wanted to climb up all that way along a pretty dimly
incredible.
Lit
circular
staircase.
We opted out of that. But it's incredible.
Yeah,
10 floors. It just spiral slide and there were so many people doing it. And the other thing I love so much about it is just like everything is so done in such an interesting way.
Yeah.
Like there are these lights in that slide area, all these different colored lights, and the way the lighting was done, it's like everything is like set designed, you know. It's very purposeful, very intentional.
Set designed
without
feeling it.
Yeah, with they, like feeling a little, it feels magical.
It does,
honestly.
It's very organic and very just
so intentional, I guess is what I meant. Like everything is very artistically done.
Yeah.
You know there are many artists behind it. I mean, started by this one guy and his vision, and just, I mean, everything is done is decorated. You know, like there's not a space. There's not many spaces that are where there's nothing going on. You know, like every staircase is like intricate metal or like these wood, you know, things that were spinning and were painted. And there was so much. It was so dense. The visual, it was so dense. It was like my brain was just like on fire. And I was taking like 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
It was really fun to look at.
It was, I mean, it's such a celebratory place, you know,
like so
it
is fun.
So much fun. And it was a nice way, you know, I've thought a lot about the fact that this trip is very different than last year.
Yeah.
You know, that last year we were largely out in national parks, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. And this trip we are largely kind of based near urban areas, you know, and this was just such a nice way to kind of kick that off where it was like,
it was really fun.
This is a, you know, it's a very different trip than last year, but it's going to be equally as kind of amazing and wonderful.
Yeah. It was a blast.
And it was only our third day.
I know. I just kept pausing. I had I had several moments today where I would stop and say, I'm just having so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're very aware of how much fun you're having,
totally.
Like that was me today at the City Museum. So anyway, I highly, highly recommend it. And it was so fun to kind of, it was a good introduction to St. Louis. I feel like such a fun, like you said, joyous place.
Yeah, it really, really was. And it, I think also it's like, it has been work to get here.
Yeah.
You know, it has, you know, not just the, you know, couple drive days, not just all of the staging and packing, but, you know, you had a bunch of sort of medical things that needed to happen before we left. Mm-hmm. And I had a bunch of work stuff that I needed to get done before we left. And I'm still doing even now while we're traveling. And like, today felt like the reminder of why all of that was worth it, you know, and that this is a different thing than that, and like a reminder that like joy is all around.
Absolutely.
It was great.
It was so fun.
So we will see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!